This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to a USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Brad is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. Thank you, Brad. I'm Vincent Finelli. Today, two great hours. Hour number one. Maggie Craddock is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about change. Hour number two, David in Illinois is going to be with us, and as you remember, class, he was in the within the grasp of John Wayne Gacy, the mass murderer. David escaped, and he's going to tell us about his experiences with the police and things that you need to know. Maggie Craddock is faculty here at USA Prepares. She's been with us for a long time, almost probably 7 or 8 years now. And she provides assistance, guidance, and counsel to companies, corporations, and people facing the unexpected. Most people don't like change. Many are afraid of change. Some don't handle change very well at all. Human beings are like a routine. They like to go home after work. The thought of losing that home is terrifying. Maggie wrote a book. It's called Lifeboat, Navigating Unexpected Career Change and Disruption. And she uses metaphor to teach her classes, and she's taught large classes. Maggie is the CEO of Workplace Relationships. She's been featured on CNBC, ABC News, NPR. She's written lots of articles on the topics of workplace, meaning where you work. And Maggie and I have both worked in a large corporation or corporations, and she has a wealth of experience to share. And one of the metaphors that she uses in teaching is the Titanic. And you all remember the Titanic. The Titanic was ordered to be built in 1908. It was laid down. That means the keel was laid down in 1909. That's the first step in building a ship. It was completed in 1912. 8 days later, it went on its maiden voyage. Traveled 375 miles and hit an iceberg within 4 days of its maiden voyage. There were a lot of lives lost, a lot of mistakes made, and this was the ship of ships. It was the largest passenger liner afloat at that time. There were estimated a little over 2,200 passengers and crew, and more than 1,500 were estimated to have died. It was the unsinkable ship. Welcome, Maggie Craddock.
Well, thank you, Vincent. I'm delighted to be here.
Maggie, you are a dynamo. And, you know, I want to tell you, I've got your book in front of me. And when I received it, I asked for a copy of it, class. And I received the book from Maggie. And it's it's got white pages, black ink, blue cover. And that's the way I received it. But now it has white pages, black ink, blue cover, and yellow highlighting all throughout it. Dog-eared pages of the salient points that I think are just, I mean, it's got a lot of yellow because there's a lot of very valuable points in it. But the one thing that I, that makes me smile the most about your book, Maggie, is it's a page that doesn't even have a number on it. And I'm going to quote this because sometimes I use the word hit the lottery. Now, I don't play the lottery. I think a lottery is a voluntary tax on the uninformed. But what I mean by that is he got it right. And here's the quote. To my husband, best friend, and partner, Charles Snyder, whose presence makes the journey of life a source of infinite joy. Not everybody can say that.
Well, thank you so much, Vincent. I realize that not everybody can say that, but for those of us who can, we realize how important gratitude is with every moment we have in our lives on this side of the dirt, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I simply love the focus that you bring in this program to things that aren't taught in school. And one of them is what really matters is how much we care about others. We talk a lot in that book about the shift from self-help to us-help. And I think in all facets of your broadcast, you're trying to do that, Vincent. So, again, I'm delighted to be here.
You know, Maggie, if it weren't for people, there wouldn't be much stress, right? And so,
Isn't that the truth?
Let me share a quick story with you, and then because I think this is class. When Maggie talks about the Titanic, it's the big ship. Okay, it's unsinkable. Everything is stable. It's steady. No worries until something goes wrong, and something went wrong really fast. The Titanic was the be-all, end-all. It was magnificent to the nth degree. And 4 days later, it listed. 2 hours later, it sank. And so we are on these big ships, many of us. You know, we work for companies. And that would be the Titanic. And everything's good until something happens, something unexpected. Or something that most people don't expect. COVID-19 is one of those things. You know, working in restaurants, they're building restaurants like crazy all over Springfield, Missouri. I couldn't believe it. There's one on every corner. And if there was a spot between the corners, there was one there too. Well, most of them are out of business. All because of the unexpected. Maggie, isn't that what your book talks about? Isn't that the central point? How to deal with the unexpected?
Well, you know, I loved your introduction, Vincent, because you went through such great detail about the Titanic. And for people who take the opportunity to read the book, they will see the timeline of what happened on the Titanic. But what I really loved about the way you set this up is you help people appreciate what was going on when they were building it, what was going on when they were coming up with the vision for it, because you know, when we look at what's happening in our lives and careers today, in our families, right, we're facing some of the same timeless questions that those Titanic survivors face. Questions like, you know, how bad will this get, right? How long will this last? I mean, who can I trust for accurate information? And how is this whole thing going to change me and my life and the lives of my loved ones? And the way you set this up, Vincent, really helps people appreciate that what took the Titanic down started long before the ship left port, right? You know, the Harland and Wolff shipbuilders and the White Star Line were cutting corners and rushing things for economic reasons, and there were red flags there, and people just weren't speaking up about them, right? And they're rushing through the icy waters of the Atlantic a lot faster than they needed to for that voyage, but it's because it was about impression management. It was larger than life. And throughout the book, I implore this, I take this Titanic metaphor to help people appreciate the fact that we are experiencing changes on so many levels in our lives that we need a whole shift in our mindset. And what I try to contrast is what I call the big ship mindset. That's how everybody started off on the Titanic, right? And to be fair, you can't really say that the big ship mindset is always about size, because there are some large organizations in and around the world where people are striving to embrace more of a lifeboat mindset. But what you can say about the big ship mindset, Vincent, is it's rooted in old norms. It's rooted in what's been good enough in the past, right? And it stretches those norms to their optimistic limit. And what that does to people involved is it sort of incents them to always play their part, to fit in with the tribe, to suppress things they don't want to know about the situation, sometimes even about themselves, and to sort of minimize those difficult feelings and those red flags and just stay busy all the time. Keep that adrenaline up because, hey, it's tough enough, right? And then, you know, just this idea that faster's better, and it's not always. And when we look at the lifeboat mindset, you think about the people that made it. Their lives were changed. Everything had changed. One minute, they're on a big ship that's heralded as unsinkable in the press. And the next minute, they're just huddled together with people they don't know in this tiny watercraft in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean fighting for their lives. And here's what happens in that situation in terms of how it impacts people. They've got to be present in the moment, Vincent, and at a very human level. They've got to see what they see, hear what they hear, and learn not to take their cues from how other people are telling them, you know, what other people are telling them to do, but to trust that inner wisdom that they've got within themselves. Instead of rushing around, they need to take that strategic pause under pressure and be clear about the conversations they're having with themselves. How much of this is driven by emotion and fear? How much of this is more logical? And I think one of the most important things for people that are seeking to navigate this period and set themselves up for success going forward, whatever this new normal looks like, is that it's vital to align your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions in the present moment and stay focused on things like gratitude and doing the next right thing. Because the thing that characterizes an environment in which the lifeboat perspective matters is it's an environment where we have more questions than answers. And Vincent, doesn't that just about sum it up for what we're looking at today?
Absolutely. And one of the things that you bring up in your book, Lifeboat, is that titles can seem to go by the wayside when we're under stress. The person that had that big title, the boss, for example, or one of the bosses that told us what to do, may end up panicking. And we now look at that person as, well, that title doesn't matter anymore because we're in the fight of our lives.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, in the book, I talk about a lot of true stories for people I've worked with that have found a way to speak truth to power or found a way to work in really tight situations and realize if they start with that internal work in terms of having that alignment between learning to tap into their feelings and not being capsized by them, but just realize what they are. Take that strategic pause, manage their timing, do the next right thing. It pulls them through, it pulls their families through. Because what we're dealing with now, especially when many of us are working from home, and many of us, some people are working from home, some people are going back and forth into environments where there may be COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
We really have to balance all of these different perspectives for how we're dealing with people at this critical time. But most importantly, we've got to clarify what's going on with us. Are we
Maggie,
allowing ourselves
thought.
To...
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Maggie Craddock's with us, and we're talking about her latest book, Lifeboat. And it's about navigating the unexpected. And Maggie, I believe you mentioned Harlan and Wolff, the shipbuilder for the Titanic in 1908. And cutting corners. I've never mentioned this on the air, but I worked for a shipbuilder. My jobs in... I worked for Litton Industries. Mm-hmm. And Litton Industries made ships for the U.S. Navy. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. Navy... just a very quick story that ties to exactly what you said. Litton Industries was the shipbuilder. Large ships of war. And they were very good at it. There's no question about it. And the U.S. Navy was interested in making changes. And Litton Industries was interested in making a profit. So those two forces collided in one of the ships that Litton Industries built. And what happened was this aircraft carrier, it started at the bow and the stern. And you build toward the middle of the ship. Well, there were so many changes so fast by the U.S. Navy that when the ship was approaching the middle, the deck didn't line up.
That's great.
It's true. It's absolutely true. So, Maggie, I believe you were mentioning that we have to look to ourselves to save ourselves. Is that where you were going?
Because if we go back and we compare how real people have made this lifeboat shift, you know, from the big ship mindset to the lifeboat mindset, And then we compare this to a terrific example from history that unfolded on Lifeboat Number 6, right? So the guy that was officially put in charge of Lifeboat Number 6 was Quartermaster Robert Hitchens, right? And tragically for us all, he was the gentleman who had his hands on the wheel of the Titanic when it was going at full speed for that iceberg, right? And in one of history's examples of responsibility with no authority, he wasn't allowed to turn the ship without an order from a superior officer. His superior officer wasn't in the wheelhouse at the time. Finally, they pull it together at the last minute, and he does turn the ship. But, of course, it's too late, and tragedy ensues, right? So the next minute we pick him up in the Titanic story, again, he's an official member of the crew. He's leading Lifeboat Number 6, and he's on that boat with two other gentlemen and, like, over 40 women. And so they're landed into the waters of the Atlantic. And the problem is these women really individually don't have the training or the physical strength to row these oars through the water. And Robert Hitchens, who is really operating from the lifeboat mindset, and he's trying, but he's breaking down. Because according to what he's been trained to believe about the odds of survival, it doesn't look good. And, of course, he's got all these uncomfortable feelings erupting inside him. And what we can see about this, we can't know precisely what the man thought, but what we see is that he begins to just lapse into this litany of we're all doomed, and he refuses to row, and he's not helpful. Well, another person on that boat, who I've always felt is an inspirational figure from history, was Margaret Brown. And Margaret Brown was a civilian. She was a gracefully aging grandmother. The only reason she'd gotten on the Titanic in the first place was to get to the side of her seriously ill grandson. It was the first ticket she could get. Because if you look at the history of the situation, there was a coal strike in Britain. It was hard to get a ship. There was a lot going on at the time, right? So she's plonked into this lifeboat. And she's looking around, and she takes that strategic pause. She watches Robert Hitchens start to have a power struggle with Arthur Poochin, another very highly celebrated gentleman from first class who was a friend of Captain Smith, who was the head of the whole Titanic. He wanted to be in charge. Hitchens wanted to be in charge. All these women are just looking at these guys, hoping they work it out, right? She's noticing a lot of people in steerage that are shivering. Well, she happened to be a passenger in first class, and a lot of them got on there with warm clothing and furs and everything they could haul on, because who knows? So she starts putting clothing on people that are cold. She starts listening to the other women from first class that are on that boat that are losing it because they're used to having things smoothed over for them. And Vincent, as we know, things were not going smoothly. Right? And then she gets a great idea. She realizes that if she organizes these people two to an oar, they're going to get that rhythm. They're going to keep moving. They're going to stay warm. And she does. She sort of gets them going two to an oar, and the ship starts to move. Well, Robert Hitchens doesn't like this one bit because he might be breaking down and, his leadership style isn't working. But he still wants to maintain that power. I'm the leader. And he tries to stop her. And at this point, Brown stands up and shuts him down. She says, if you don't stop with the pessimism, we're going to throw you overboard. And everyone in the boat unites behind her. And they do all make it to safety. But what I say about this with regards to the lifeboat mindset...
Hold that thought. We're going to a break.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Across the nation, ceremonies are being held to remember those killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks 19 years ago today. Outside the White House this morning, staff stood on the South Lawn while a bell chimed and a bugler played taps. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, as well as former Vice President Joe Biden, are in Pennsylvania, where they're visiting the United Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville. The president making remarks there, and Vice President Mike Pence is attending ceremonies in Lower Manhattan. The Labor Department says inflation is up less than expected. The Consumer Price Index rose 0.4% in August. Analysts had forecast a 0.6% increase. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
The nation's biggest bank has been caught up in a COVID-19 fraud scheme. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
J.P. Morgan Chase has fired several employees after allegedly pocketing funds from a federal program designed to aid companies hurt by the coronavirus shutdown. An internal investigation by the nation's biggest bank prompted a government inquiry that found a number of J.P. Morgan employees improperly applied for and received money from the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. The EIDL program offered grants of up to $10,000 for businesses impacted by COVID-19. But J.P. Morgan's probe found that some bank employees got loans from the program and then deposited the money into their own personal accounts. The investigation was prompted by federal regulators who asked banks to examine any accounts that had received deposits from the program and continue to look for signs of fraud.
President Trump will present the Medal of Honor today to Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne. The South Carolina native has served as a Ranger with the Army Special Ops Command since 2007, and he's getting the highest military honor because of his actions in Iraq in 2015 that helped him free dozens of Iraqi hostages from their ISIS captors. You can find us online anytime or at USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Maggie Craddock's with us, her book, Lifeboat, and it discusses navigating the unexpected change in one's life. And Maggie, you mentioned Margaret Brown, also known after her death as the unsinkable Molly Brown. So she was in a struggle for her own life and the lives of the those on the lifeboat number six, and she was at odds with the guy, Robert Hitchens, who had the title. That's what you were talking about, right?
That's what I was talking about. And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned the unsinkable Molly Brown, because, Vincent, I think one of the reasons that I love this story so early in life is not only that my dad had that naval history on his shelf, he was in the military and loved history, but also because my mom took me to the musical. And when I saw the musical of the unsinkable Molly Brown, which many people, you know, think of the Titanic and the movies with Leonardo DiCaprio, but when I saw the musical, I really just went bananas reading about the histories of all these people. But meanwhile, you know, what I was saying about the lifeboat mindset is Margaret Brown is one of many people in the book who really took the time to stop, see what other people were doing, and align her thoughts and feelings and actions in the present. I mean, she didn't get on lifeboat number six because she wanted a naval career. She was seeking to be in command, right? She stayed in the present and looked for what she could do for others. And the strength that she had, which kind of surprised her when she discovered this strength within herself, she didn't even know that she possessed. And I think the lifeboat mindset helps a lot of people with that. But I always say that inner alignment helped greatness find her. There's a lot of things we don't have all the information. We can't think our way through. But if we stay focused on the present, on who and what matters to us and do the next right thing, we're going to stay in that alignment and navigate this period until more information is revealed.
And what you're saying is so important. In class, it's all around us right now. If you think about it, the biggest decisions are in the mayor's offices, the governor's offices, and in the Oval Office, and of course in Congress as well. And what you're seeing is the lack of stopping to think about what the impact of decisions would be. So, for example, it's really simple. Masks, no masks, masks, no masks. Lockdown, unlockdown. Travel restrictions. No, it's okay. No, it's not okay. No, you need to have a health passport to go from one state or one city to another. This lack of pause is manifesting itself in total confusion throughout the entire country.
Oh, absolutely. And I think there are things we can do as individuals, really, because sometimes we're looking to our leaders. And sometimes, honestly, Vincent, I think that we have to look within ourselves, right, and not expect people to be fixing this, because people are running in a lot of different directions right now. There's so much drama. And, of course, as many people have noted, it almost feels like a civil war. But what's tragic is this is a civil war that can erupt at your dining room table. Right? Many people have kids in their own families, really good friends on both sides of a lot of these issues, so that it's really difficult to have thoughtful conversations about them because there's a lot of intolerance there. And we fix this in very specific ways within ourselves first. One thing I encourage people to do all the time is look for every opportunity possible to do something for others without stopping to calculate what's in it for you. Don't stop to make that calculation. The people at the top are making that calculation way too much. Because if you stop, the moment may be over. If you're in a hurry, stop and give directions anyway. Be pleasant to people you meet. You know, people always say, well, what good's that going to do? And I say you never know who's watching, but you're always watching yourself. And we need to maintain our self-respect for our decision-making process under pressure, not just the decisions we make. That strategic pause is tough to do when you're scared, when you're anxious, when everyone around you is screaming information at you. It's hard to understand that inner voice. Well, it can be really difficult to take that strategic pause. I always recommend that people try to, in the course of their day, find 10 to 20 minutes to operate at half their normal speed. And see what happens. Just let the adrenaline drain off for just a moment. It'll bring you that much closer to that emotional muscle memory. And the other thing is, when you're thinking, when you're making a point, when you're talking to people, you don't just want to focus on how you hope to come across or the point you want to make. That strategic pause that you're referring to, Vincent, helps you appreciate how other people feel about themselves in your presence. And I watch this all the time in terms of people trying to negotiate conflict in a way that fortifies their personal integrity rather than diminishing it or make a point effectively. If you're just yelling at people with a lot of emotion, if they have a different point of view, they're likely to become defensive and entrenched in what they're doing. You have to have respect for the fact that one size doesn't fit all. Margaret Brown on that lifeboat approached people in steerage, first-class military backgrounds, and people that were just looking for an idea at a dark moment. And one size didn't fit all in terms of how she solved that problem. When we're dealing with our families at the dining room table, our teams, when we're trying to motivate them remotely, even sometimes what seems like the inner committee in our own heads, you've got to remember that one size doesn't fit all. The reasons that people are emotionally moved by a certain issue or a certain point of view aren't the same for everyone. And when we take that strategic pause, we remember to listen for what's underneath their words. Are they blowing off steam? Do they mean what they're saying? So that we can not only get our point across efficiently, we can get it across effectively and become part of the internal conversation that people are having with themselves all the time, because that's where it's going to matter.
One of the reasons that we won World War II, class, is because the German army had a chain of command, and you followed that chain of command. And the Americans had a whole bunch of Molly Browns, literally.
And if
that commanding officer in the German army was killed or taken out of command, injured, it was a tough process for the German army to figure out what to do. Now the Americans, they just said, "Oh, it looks like he died," and they kept going. That's the difference, and that's who we are.
We're a bunch
of Molly Browns.
We are, and I've never heard anyone say that, Vincent, and I absolutely love it. You know, when we're looking for jobs, struggling with jobs, trying to arm our kids with the relational skills they need to get jobs in this crazy environment, right? What's going on? What's happening to our workforce? What's happening in our families? How do we all survive, right? This is the thing about making this shift from self-help to us-help. We have to think about this. We have to think long-term about how most of us get through this as a group by providing value to other people. And the Molly Brown analogy you just made with World War II, we have to empower ourselves to be problem solvers. You know, oftentimes people will call me up when they need coaching help, and they'll go, "Maggie, I can't believe I did that. That wasn't me. I blurted out something on national television I wish I could take back. Or I just, like, hung up on a Zoom call with my whole team, and now they really think I'm a hothead, and I've got to get back on. But I was so frustrated, right? And that just wasn't me." And I'll say, "Well, yeah, it is you, right?" And this is what I would call a lifeboat learning moment around, you know, centering, because you've been suppressing feelings that just came out sideways, right? Or you're not practicing that self-care. But when they really understand this business about it's not just how we think, it's about how we maintain that sort of balance between our thoughts and our emotions under pressure, I'll have the same person call me back and say, "Wow, I was in a tense meeting. Everybody was going in different directions. And then someone said the perfect thing. There was a little humor, a lot of gratitude. It wasn't anybody's expense. It diffused the situation. And then I realized that was me." Because they've gotten used to giving themselves a break. They've gotten used to not operating from a false self within themselves. They've gotten used to actually saying, "I feel confused. I feel angry. I feel anxious. And you know what? That's okay. I'm going to give myself a break with that. I'm going to accept it. I'm going to try not to pretend it's not there and run off and overeat or overshop or overdo. I'm going to sit with it." When you're good with it within yourself, you get great with it with other people. And those are the kind of skills we need to internalize to keep our careers on track, to realize strengths we didn't know we had so we can reinvent ourselves effectively at this time if that's necessary. Those are really the skills that we've got to model for the next generation, because they're going to come on stream and they're going to be the leaders of tomorrow.
Maggie, I've never told you this. I've never told the class this, but I had a job on the RMS Titanic. It happened to be a bank. And it was going down. We were going down. And people got the feeling that, you know, this corporation is not going to survive. And what they did was they went into self-preservation mode. Mm-hmm. Literally. They kept their head down. They pretended to be busy. They didn't want to, you know, be noticed by the boss because they were thinking that their pink slips that are going to be handed out real soon. And mm-hmm. if they keep their head down and don't get noticed, that pink slip will go to somebody else. That's what they did. And it didn't work. And the ship went down. It literally went down. And I was interesting, quick story. The boss, who never spent money, he said, "Vin, let's go to lunch." I thought, gosh, he's taking me to lunch? Let's go. What's up? So we were at this lunch, just two of us, and we were sitting real close to each other, across from each other. And he said, "Hey, Vin, I'm going to lose my job." I said, "Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible." He said, "Yeah, they're going to lay me off." I said, "Oh, that's terrible. Oh, it's awful." And he said, "Well, don't get too excited because you're losing yours too." And he said, "Look, you're going to be the guy that turns the lights off. We're going to have to manage this chaos. We're going down, and there's going to be a lot of crying. It's going to be mm-hmm. terrible. And you're going to be the guy that turns the lights off on the way out. That's it." So I've been there. It's terrible. And class, what Maggie's talking about, sometimes these leaders that have these, you know, titles can't handle it. So you have to literally find within yourself the strength to make those right decisions. And panicking and melting down is something that you need to avoid. Don't waste your time doing that.
That's right, because when we talk about the strategic pause in the book, and, you know, as you know, because Vincent, you've not only read it, I'm honored that you've highlighted it, right? We go through what goes on in people and how they take those strategic pauses so that they are in touch with their emotional wisdom. They're not denying their feelings or running away from them, but they're not capsized by them, right? They can face it, they can accept it, and they can move forward. And I think another thing I've learned over many years with the privilege of supporting some leaders in business and people who are just entering the workforce for the first time is, you know, I've worked with people along the way that really had a reputation for being complete bastards under pressure. You know, they were just seen as people who were only out for the bottom line. And under some circumstances, that was probably the case. And I've seen these same people in past meltdowns. You know, it's 9/11 today, right? So there's a historic date for a lot of us, right? I've worked with a lot of leaders who went through 9/11. But I
Maggie, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal Royal Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about Lifeboat, Maggie Craddock's latest book. And the big lesson here, as I understand it, is you're in charge of your own survival.
Yeah.
And people do melt down under pressure. People that you, or people whom you would not expect to melt down under pressure. Maggie, before we continue, and this is our last segment, how do we get your book?
Oh, you can get my book on my website, Vincent. It's Workplace Relationships, plural, all one long word, .com. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, any major bookseller. And if anyone follows Maggie Craddock on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, you'll see ways to find it there.
And if it's ordered directly from your website, is it possible to get your autograph on that? Is that possible?
You know, if somebody wants to order it from my website right now due to COVID, I hadn't thought of that. Maybe I can autograph some, but I don't know that that's going to be so easy. But if somebody reads it, orders it, reads it, likes it, and reaches out to me via my website by email, and they want to send it to me and have me autograph it, I will do that and send it back.
Okay, I'll tell you what Art Bell did. I'll tell you what Art Bell did. He was, in my opinion, the finest broadcaster ever. And what he did is he signed a whole bunch of labels. You know,
oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, like a 1.5 by 3 inch labels. And I guess he just signed a whole bunch and then shipped them off to the shipping warehouse, and then somebody stuck them on and mailed them out. But in your case, maybe if someone were to write you via email, maybe you could have a label and just put that in the mail and send it to them, and they can stick it on themselves.
What a terrific solution, Vincent. I love that. And you know what? For anybody listening, I would be delighted to do that. Absolutely delighted. I'm so hoping that these ideas will help people because, you know, you're going back to the way that people melt down. And I will say that we were talking about leaders. I've seen some great leaders make a shift. They've been jerks at one point, and the pressure boiled up enough. And before you know it, I've seen big firms close their doors or get into trouble. And people that, you know, in the past had not been coming from their better angels shocked me in particular by being people who came and really pitched in and helped financially and personally keep their people on track. But for your listeners, the really important thing is to remember and be compassionate with yourself and sometimes do your best to give others the benefit of the doubt because you don't know what someone's capable of unless you've assessed their ability to evolve, to change, to grow in a more virtuous way. But remember, when it's business as usual, most of us are pretty logical. You know, we're pretty strategic. We like to be objective. But under pressure, when that fear kicks up, that's when the black and white thinking, the snap judgments, the you're for me or against me stuff starts happening, right? That can take our thought process off course. You know, be in the moment. See what you see, hear what you hear, and trust yourself. Your decision-making process and having confidence in it is so much more important than any individual decision at a time like this because the changes are just going to keep on coming. And our feelings, well, heck, you know? I mean, I think we're all at a time that's very emotional because of all the stress. And under normal conditions, most of us can keep our game face on. You know, things happen that upset us a little bit, but we stay focused under pressure. We're cool, right? No. At a time like this, some of the most seasoned people I know that are really tough and resilient have called me up and said, it's 2:00 in the morning, I can't sleep, right? It just hits them out of nowhere. So be compassionate with yourself at a human level right now. It's okay to be confused. It's okay to feel kind of emotional. But remember, there's skills for dealing with this. We don't have to let it hijack our thought process, cause us to lapse into either frantic behavior that's taking us in the wrong direction or just feeling depressed and not being able to take the next step at all. We can hit those strategic pauses and operate effectively at this time, and we need to. We need to do that inner work so that we keep ourselves on track because right now, sometimes we can't count on people to guide us. We have to be self-directed through part of this process.
You know, there's a quick example I can share exactly that. Two nights ago, we have cows right outside. We have a cattle farm. And mm-hmm. I have cows right outside the studio. Got some young calves. And they're in like 5 acres right outside the studio. And at night, we heard this bark, 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 and of a couple dogs. And these dogs were about ready to pounce on our cows. And, of course, we had the equipment with us. Oh, yeah, we had the equipment with us to dispatch those dogs right then and there. It was dark. We had our flashlights. We had the scope. We had the laser. We had everything we needed. And our son and I were thinking, these dogs want to attack our cows. And I said, hold it, hold it. I think these are our neighbor's dogs. Let's give the benefit of the doubt. Let's go make a phone call. We woke them up and said, you have your dogs? Because it looks like there's some dogs that want to kill our cows and we want to, or calves and want to make sure that they're not yours. Do you know where your dogs are? And he said, they're not here. Let me call them. So that pause saved the lives of a couple dogs. And that
great
is just
story.
A small example of what you're talking about.
Great story. Great.
Maggie, thanks so much. We got to have you back again and again and again and again, and we'll make that happen. Maggie Craddock.
Vincent.
Available.
Thank you.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the book, Lifeboat. Thank you so much, Maggie.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.